order. Let the record show all members are in attendance. Senate Bill 130, Special Appropriation Department of Health and Social Services for CPR Mannequins
Move
and
it.
Films.
Move to calendar.
Any objections to calendaring 130?
Move it.
Senate Bill 130 will be calendared. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 312, Judiciary, creating the Office of Public Advocacy.
Move it.
Any objections to calendaring? CS for 312 Judiciary will be calendared. CS for Senate Bill 328, Judiciary, Legislative Immunities and Privileges.
Object.
Any other objections to calendaring 328? Will be calendared. 339, Senate CS for Senate Bill 339, Resources, Extending the Life of the Ag Action Council. Any questions?
Move it.
Hearing no objections, 339 will be calendared. 377, repealing the termination date of an act giving the Supreme Court authority over court facilities. Any objections to calendaring? Senate Bill 377 will be calendared. 386 is changing from 7 to 3 years those qualified for the Displaced Homemakers Program. Any objections to calendaring 386?
Is there a committee substitute on this?
No.
No, sir. Would you like us to hold it and look for a committee substitute? Senate Bill 386, hearing no objections, will be calendared then. 397, extending the termination date of the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. Oh, I don't think we can calendar this. Any objections to calendaring 397? Will be calendared. 420, what is this? Oh, water and sewer grants, a capital project bill.
Just a minute.
Hearing no objections.
Just a minute. Very much. How much? What is the total amount of the bill?
What are you, the finance
committee? You can't go by that.
People are spreading heavy on one bill.
Yeah, you can't go by that.
What about erosion control? Nobody, I didn't have nothing in that.
You did Anchorage.
I didn't have a thing in there.
Why don't I pick this up? Why don't I pick a little something like this?
You did.
I did? Oh, okay.
Hearing no objections, 420 will be calendared. Senate Concurrent Resolution 22 is proposing certain amendments to the uniform rules. Senator Ray?
I brought that up. We have a whole bunch of them. All I did was go through the list that you gave me, and I took a look at it. And which ones do you want me to look at to tell you?
22.
Okay. We have to change the on line 18. It says may compel the attendance of, and we change it to read may compel the attendance of absent members not excused under a call of the House.
Okay.
May compel the attendance of absent members not excused under a call of the House. You got that, Billy?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Hearing no objections.
No, wait a minute.
That's good.
Do you want to hold this till the end, or do you want to keep going?
No, let's go. What
All
number
right.
are you on
now?
Now,
up on page 2, you have if the expenditure is authorized by a majority vote of the full membership of the committee. That makes it a tough situation in the chairman if he has to expend any small sums.
I agree with you, Paul.
Yeah, I would take that out of there.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Leave the current language?
Yeah, I would leave it alone. I would leave the language the way it was. Because it just makes it too tough for a chairman to get somebody in, and this doesn't make sense. Really.
Any objections from the committee?
Here's no.
Mr. Barrier?
You're leaving the deletion in, aren't you? Because it ties back to the language on the front page.
Or just eliminate that sentence, a special or
just eliminate the new language.
Yeah, just eliminate that. And tie it back in if you want. In accordance with an appropriation made for the work of the committee. That's fine. That's the existing language.
Yes, that's the existing language, but that conflicts with the new language put in over here. The difficulty is the appropriations aren't that specific.
All right, just knock that out of there then. You don't even need that in there.
What?
That whole sentence, the special joint committee may expend money only.
Senator?
I just have a question.
Uh-huh.
I was under the impression that the uniform rules only the joint. executive session for that. We don't?
We don't have to if we put them through in an individual bill.
And then I looked at some of it. Most of it's just cleanup language, and it clears up the adjournment for 3 days and suspension of rules. On the last page, page six, I find that's very cumbersome, and I don't know what that means. On line three, if either house violates a uniform rule other than a rule concerning matters relating to the organization or operation of the house, well, the operation of the house, that's three readings, everything else. That's pretty funny.
Do you think administration would be proper? I'm tying it to the coup case last year, and administrative matters is what I had in mind.
Yeah, that would sound a lot better to me, administrative, the organization, relating to the organization or internal administration.
Internal administration.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you, Tim?
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't we have a problem? Don't we have a problem with that limited free conference thing? Are we supposed to try and get that straight?
We are. It's in here.
That's the next. That's the next one that comes
on
there.
What I'd like to do is have. It's 29. No, it's not 29. It's in here though. It's one of the ones that we're doing.
And this clears up. This clears up the sponsor substitute. The problem they had on that. So those are about the only things that I could find that are really glaring on it.
And the committee meetings, it clears up the notice problems. The five-day notice, the Thursday rule, and all that. It does clear that up on page two.
What's the other one we have in there?
Senator Ferguson?
Why do we have two bills?
What I would suggest we do, Senator, what I'm thinking of doing is going ahead and combining them, having a CS from rules and combining them and tightening the title so that we reference in the title the certain rules that we are changing is what I'd like to propose to the committee. Senator Ray, number 29?
Number 29, on line 13, I think you'd have to put in after due pass by any committee. When a bill is reported back by the last committee of reference of record in the House without at least one due pass by any committee, the presiding officer should put the question, shall a bill be referred to the Rules Committee? That makes it definitely clear, so we don't have any problem with it. Yes?
Without one due pass from any committee?
Yeah.
Because all it has to have is just a due pass from any individual, any member of any committee, considering.
So if you have a due pass from a committee, you need by a majority.
Any, one due pass...
From
by any
member.
Well, yeah, that's
by
a
member.
By any committee
so,
member?
Right.
Yeah.
And Senator Kelly, the bill you were referring to, the one on cleaning up the language of free conference, is already in the House. It already passed the Senate, and it's sitting in the House.
Okay. The wording here, I don't understand. The last committee of referral of record. What does referral of record mean?
Bill?
I think the odd record is redundant. What I was thinking about is that it goes to Rules Committee automatically, and I think Committee of Referral adequately covers it, and the odd record is a redundancy.
Yeah, I'd take that out of there, too.
Any more?
I'd change the any to a committee member. Do pass by a committee member.
Right.
And that's that. That's the name of that tune.
Any objections from the committee of combining 22 and 29?
Well, I would object to it for the only simple reason that you'll never get, maybe you won't get the other one through. But I'll be guided by this.
Well, that's all right.
I'll be guided by the chair lady.
Well, I'll go through with Senate Concurrent Resolution 22, but I'd like permission from the committee to tighten the title referencing those particular rules that we're changing.
You can put 29 in there. I don't care.
Well, it already has its own committee report, so no problem. And then 29, as long as we can change the title 29 to reference Rule 24B.
Yeah, but you're going to make a committee sub out of this anyway, see?
Yeah.
By adding those language. So just put it in 22. I don't care.
Okay. No objections?
Well, I don't have any objections to it.
Okay. Hearing no objections, we'll make a CS bringing the changes that Senator Ray talked about and we heard no objections of, and we'll make Senate Concurrent Resolution 22 out of both bills. And change the title to reflect the rules, the specific rules we're talking about. Senate, CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution 32, designating World Food Day.
Calendar.
This is your list of bills.
Right. Thank you. Any objections to calendaring 32? Hearing none. 32 will be calendared. Senate Joint Resolution Number 34, disapproving the Local Boundary Commission. This is an emergency bill. Any objection to calendaring this bill tomorrow?
Calendar.
It will be calendared tomorrow. Sponsor substitute for HB 16 relating to premium increases for automobile insurance policies. I do have some trouble with it. Okay. Jens, do we have an analysis of this bill? Wasn't this the one that I had trouble with? I had some questions on.
84. It's 84.
Okay. Okay, this bill would prevent an insurance company from selectively raising its rates. It also prevents them from raising the premium until the insured is convicted of a moving traffic violation. I have trouble with calendaring this bill at this time. I would move not to calendar it this time. All in favor of not calendaring the bill at this time? Okay, fine. We're just going to hold this for a little bit. I've got some questions on it. 16 will not be calendared. 84?
Move to calendar.
Wait a minute. Jens, didn't we agree that we were not going to do this today?
It was at the request of Senator Fahrenkamp was the amendment.
Okay, let me give the committee the history of this. This came into the Rules Committee last Tuesday, and I personally am in favor of this bill, so let's let the record show that. Senator Fahrenkamp came to me and asked me to hold the bill for a specific amendment, which I did. I told her I'd hold the bill for a week. We got the amendment the day she left, and when we tried to read the amendment, we don't understand the amendment. Her office staff doesn't understand the amendment, and I, out of courtesy, she's not here, and we can't get her by telephone. So out of courtesy, this is a House bill, so I'm asking for a week's delay until Senator Fahrenkamp comes back, as a courtesy to a fellow senator, because I don't understand the amendment.
Well, I'd like to discuss one or two of the things in here for possible amendment in this committee.
Okay.
Does this mean that secondhand smoke won't make if you're sitting in a restaurant over 50 people that you won't in a body, or is that it?
Representative Miller, would you like to testify on the bill or respond to questions from the committee on this bill?
Yeah, I'll be glad. The short answer to the Senator Ray's question is no. If it's under 50 people and you're sitting in that restaurant, you're going to inhale smoke. But in a spirit of compromise, what we were driving at was this. People have to go to grocery stores to buy their food, or, for instance, if they're traveling, or for that matter, if it just isn't convenient for them to go home and eat their dinner at home, they have to go in restaurants. By putting the 50 limit on the restaurants, that will take care of most restaurants. That will say that most medium to large restaurants will have both smoking and non-smoking sections so that a person is not going to be forced to inhale secondhand smoke. If they want to go to a smaller restaurant, that's going to be up to the proprietor, but in most instances they're probably going to have a choice. Now, frankly, my personal preference would have been not to allow any exceptions at all. It would have just said in restaurants they've got to have smoking and no smoking section. But I understand political expediencies, and I understand the need to compromise, and I understand the feeling apparently of some small business people who own small establishments, that they don't want to and don't think it would be effective anyway to have smoking and non-smoking sections in a 10-stool diner. So in the spirit of compromise, we said that if it's 50 or larger, it would have to have a smoking, it would have to have a non-smoking section. That will probably take care of most of the situations where a person is forced to go into a restaurant because he's got to eat someplace. You can usually have for instance, Yancey's down here is much bigger than that. The Baranoff is much bigger than that. Even coffee shop is bigger than that. To give you some idea of what 50 might be, if you remember, the place is now called The Place. At the time, Representative Duncan owned that restaurant. He tells me that was, he said a 46 seat restaurant. So that gives you some idea of the size of a restaurant that would have to have a smoking section and no smoking section.
Well, it just seemed to me that the smaller the place, the more chance of ingesting the smoke.
Yeah.
Not the big place. The big place, it would be different. But when you're in a small, congested area with five or six stools and a lunch counter, you're going to be...
Well, I agree with the Senator. If I honestly thought the bill would pass the Senate with the provision in there without the exceptions at all, I'd be urging you to not put a dividing line.
Same way with the grocery store.
Yeah.
The next one down.
Yeah.
With four checkout counters? My God.
Yeah, that's, again, you're in a smaller store.
Yeah, a smaller
store.
But
on the other hand, most places you'll have at least one alternative where you can shop. Now, this is not going to be true in some small villages. It's not going to be true in some small towns. But, again, you can't have everything in a piece of legislation if you want to pass. So in the hopes of getting this through, we're recognizing that most people will have an alternative of going into a four-lane or larger grocery store and be able to shop for their groceries in a smokeless environment.
Number 10 has the saving grace there, because the owner-manager, anybody can put up a sign.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
Senator Kelly?
I'd like to know what the... I've still... Just one more here. I'd like to know what Senator Ferguson thinks about number 6.
Is this Section 6?
Yeah. Section 6 on 2, page 2.
You know, we can no longer smoke in committee rooms and stuff.
We have the same provision in every place else. You can have smoking sections and non-smoking sections.
Does this make a mockery of it, though, really, when you can put up a sign that says smoking allowed right in the middle of the committee table? Yeah, like that?
Well, because of the legislation we've got right now, some chairmen do not allow any smoking at all. And that gives a nice episode. I'm not going to begin to try to compel other legislators what they have to do during the legislative process. I think that... committee rooms with the artificial smoke eaters and that sort of thing can go a long way toward alleviating. So if you have your smoking section in the committee room in the right place, you can get rid of a lot of the smoke. Now, if somebody's smoking in here, obviously, even with a smoke eater, you're going to get a little bit of sensitivity. But so with smoke eaters and that sort of thing, we can go a long way toward accommodating those.
Okay. You realize that we're legit on this, Senator Fahrenkamp not being here, not able to contact her. We're not playing games with this, but I'd like to request the committee that we hold this until she gets back.
I have absolutely no objection to that
whatsoever. Okay, thank you very much.
Mike.
Senator Kelly?
The safest place I'm going to smoke up and not bother anybody is the back end of a state ferry. You're cruising along about 15 knots, the wind's blowing directly back, nobody can get in your trail of smoke because they're going to fall off the ferry if they do. I don't understand why you're not allowed to smoke on the entire state ferry.
Well, Senator, I would respond to that. Right now, the ferries, under the control that we've got, you've got a very nice arrangement. On the port side, you smoke, and on the starboard side, you don't. So if you want to go back on the fantail, or for that matter, if you want to be up in the bridge, if you're on the port side, I might have gotten those two backwards, because I can't remember which is which anyway. But the ferries are nicely taken care of already. And so, I doubt if you're standing on the fantail and you're on the wrong side and light up a cigarette. I doubt very seriously if anybody's going to take offense at it because of the situation that you just described.
But we've just changed that, haven't we?
How about your stateroom?
Haven't we just changed this, though?
What happens in a stateroom?
No, you haven't changed anything.
You can't smoke in staterooms?
You can't smoke anywhere on the ferry.
No. Exceptions are very... You can smoke on the ferry. You can. The supervisors, which in this case, I guess, would be the Division of Marine Transportation, can establish smoking in non-smoking areas, just as they have right now.
Where does it say that? Where is that language?
The way I read this, you're not allowed to smoke anywhere on a ferry. Am I reading it incorrectly?
I think you're reading it wrong, although it's very possible that the first prohibition comes on page 1, line 23, where it says, you're restricted to a vehicle on public transportation, awaiting the boarding area, ferry vessel, train, et cetera. So then you get over to your exceptions, which are...
Number 1 takes care of that, a portion of a vehicle that is designated.
Yeah. The prohibition does not apply
ferry
to a portion
vehicle.
Of the smoking referred to under 13 or 1835 320.
Okay.
So we establish the policy, but then we allow supervised or responsible exceptions.
A good bit of the tobacco I've seen smoked on the solariums in those ferries is that funny tobacco that doesn't have any U.S. tax on it.
Is that the portion in there that outlawed that too?
If they're on the starboard side, I guess it's all right.
It's okay on the starboard side. Focus on the starboard side.
Any more questions? Okay. Any objections to calendaring the Senate House Concurrent Resolution 38?
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Okay, as long as you understand it, it's just, we could have gotten a hold of her, but you couldn't understand it either, so.
Well, as I understand it, the amendment is to delete Section B, lines 11, 12, 13 of page 3, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, that guts the bill. It reduces the bill to three rather worthless pieces of paper.
What? Who wanted
so I think I kind of understand it,
oh.
but I agree that it's not responsible.
Well, I didn't say that. Representative Miller, okay.
I won't say that either.
All right. Hearing no objections, goodbye, Representative
goodbye.
Miller. House Concurrent Resolution 38 will be calendared.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Can we have this at time shortened up before the committee again?
I have requests from some constituents to calendar, but if that's the will of the committee.
I'd just like to ensure
this 38
before the committee.
We make sure that we get it up again so we can calendar.
I've got some concerns. I know this looks like apple pie and motherhood. But the truth is we're junking our kids up with so much stuff that's not basic math and science that they're not doing real well on the SAT test anymore. So perhaps we're doing a little bit too much of this kind of thing and not enough by reading and writing.
It's the will of the committee to hold 38, we'll hold 38. House Joint Resolution 56?
Hold it.
There was a particular request from Representative Davis for this. There's a timeline on it, and he has asked that we get it out as soon as possible.
Move to calendar.
Hearing no objections, HJR 56 will be calendared. Any more business to come before the committee? Rules Committee adjourned. Thank you very much, y'all.